Hi, Daniel. Great to speak to you. I'm just wondering what's been happening with you while we've been on lockdown.
Hi, Kath.
Hi.
It was a hard work. I've been doing a lot of tasks related to the teacher standard and assignments from the universities, but by God's grace, I finished them all, and hopefully result will be fine. So, and then good news as well, I got a new job, which is an exciting moment as well, but a lot of anxiety and anxiousness as well.
So can you tell us what is your new job?
Yeah, it's a teaching job in computer science and ICT in a school called Christopher Whitehead Language College. It's in Worcester and in City Center, actually. So it's very, very open. It's not hidden at all. It's a big school.
Brilliant. Well, that's fantastic news then for you. So how do you feel about having to move and all the things that are going to come from this?
Yeah, up till now, it's like a dream. Things are happening and it still haven't sunk in. I'm a bit excited, but at the same time anxious. So I'm not. You're wondering how things will go there. So it's all this together, and the house, the accommodation, so and everything actually.
Yes, well, it's understandable. Yes, big move for you. So, what do you think you might have learned about God since you've been at Christ Church, and how He's provided for you?
Back in Africa, I've been through a lot of situations, but here it's been the highest and the most difficult one. But all the way, the Lord has put me through, and He just provided for me in such a wonderful way. And up till now, I still don't understand why He did that. But I do know that He is a good God. And the wonderful people He allowed me, wonderful church family, Christ Church family, He allowed me to meet and know and socialize with, is an incredible asset for me. And I need to be very, very grateful. I'm very grateful to the Lord. He's provided for me all the way through.
Well, that's excellent. And we've loved having you with us as well at Christ Church. Have you got any highlights you'd like to share with us of your time at Christ Church?
Yes, this is a very difficult question because there are so many highlights. But I think I have one or two. So as far as I can remember, I would say the first one, I think this is something that is I still don't understand how I've been welcomed through Christ Church. I've never celebrated my birthday, but here in Christ Church, Bobby celebrated my birthday, and this is something that I would have never ever thought someone would do that for me. And she's such a wonderful lady, and I will always remember her. And I, as long as I'm here, I will make sure I'm in touch with her and her wonderful husband, Peter. I'm very, and the children, especially David. So that's the first one. The second one, yeah, it's quite awkward. I wasn't expecting Pastor Jeff to kind of present me in front of the whole church, just to say, Daniel has got a first. This is something I wish I could disappear that very moment. But it was so overwhelming. I didn't want to do that. But Pastor Jeff, he just wanted me to do that. Yeah. So it was very, very awkward. But I felt proud as well. Although I wasn't prepared for that, but I felt proud as well. And I'm very, very grateful for all the prayers, and especially my home group, the prayers, the support, assistance, everything all the way. Because without you, I wouldn't have been through that. So I'm very thankful for all the prayers from Christ Church as well, and all the single family church. And I can't even name their names because there are so many.
Well, that's lovely, Daniel. And we've loved having you with us. And we think it's a real blessing to have shared this time with you. And our home group, actually, we would like to be able to pray for you as you move on. So what sort of things would you like to pray, just to pray for you?
In terms of prayers, because I'm yet to go to the school and see how things are. So I haven't got much to say. Maybe the two or three things that I will ask. I will say the first one is relationship with the colleagues. Relationship with colleagues and the school atmosphere together. And secondly, I would say the church, the church community. I do have a good, supportive church community, hopefully, and not cutting completely with Christ Church, because I will come from time to time. So it's not a big deal. And then thirdly, my protection from the Lord because of this pandemic, COVID. Now teachers need to social distance, which is not easy in the classroom. So this I think is one of the most important things I can ask for.
Great. Well, Daniel, it's going to be really sad to say goodbye to you. You're all going to really miss you here. But we really hope that everything goes well. We wish you the best of luck. We hope you have a really lovely career ahead of you. And yes, good luck and God bless.
Thank you very much. Thank you. God bless you.
Bye. Dear Father, we thank you for this wonderful opportunity that Daniel has to start a new career in teaching.
Thank you that you have been with him through all the highs and lows of recent years and have led him to this exciting new chapter in his life.
We pray for this next step, that he would settle in quickly in his new teaching role. We pray for good relationships with colleagues and that he would feel supported in his work. We pray for a positive, friendly working environment where he can develop as a teacher.
Father, we ask that you would help Daniel find just the right church for him near his new home in Worcester.
Help him to find faithful Christian friends who would welcome him into their fellowship and care for him.
Father, we pray for Daniel as he goes into this new school at an unsettled time. We pray for protection for him from the pandemic and the consequences of that. We pray for the pupils that he'll be teaching, that you'll help him to build a good relationship with them. Amen.
Amen.